Hello, and thank you for listening to today's episode of JATcast, the official podcast of the Journal of Athletic Training. I'm your host, Luke Donovan. This month, we will feature two shorter episodes to promote JAT's upcoming special issue on public health and athletic training. For this episode, I will summarize one of the articles within the special issue titled Cost Benefit of Hiring Athletic Trainers in Oregon High Schools from 2011 to 2014 by Dr. Tao Lee and colleagues from Oregon State University and the Slocum Center for Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. As a reminder, the article discussed today can be found on the JAT website, natajournals.org. And please remember that all content from JAT is open access to all readers thanks to the funding from the National Athletic Trainers Association. Let's survey the scene. As we know, athletic trainers can deliver a broad scope of medical services to physically active individuals. These services include injury prevention, emergency care, evaluation, treatment, and rehabilitation. The diverse skill set of an athletic trainer makes him an asset to high schools to enhance sports safety among student athletes. Furthermore, the presence of an athletic trainer outside the traditional healthcare reimbursement model may reduce medical costs by third-party payers since the services provided by the AT occur at the high school and are not billed to insurance companies. In addition, the presence of an AT may reduce the risk of injuries, which again eliminates payments from the insurance companies. On the other hand, given that athletic trainers work with physicians, in theory, when a student athlete requires additional medical attention, the athletic trainer will refer the patient to a physician, which generates billable services, thus increases medical costs by third-party payers. To date, aside from anecdotes, no investigations have been completed to assess how hiring athletic trainers in high schools affect medical payments by third-party payers such as Medicaid or other commercial insurers. It remains unclear the actual effects of hiring athletic trainers within high schools on medical payments. Therefore, the purpose of the study was to analyze medical claims data to assess the cost benefit of hiring athletic trainers within public high schools in the state of Oregon. In order to answer the primary research question, the authors analyzed data from 2011 to 2014 using the Oregon Health Authority's All Payer, All Claims database. In order to capture claims generated by patients who are most likely high school students, the analysis was restricted to ages 14 to 18. The investigators were able to determine whether or not a claim was generated by a high school that employed at least one athletic trainer by mapping the zip codes associated with claims and overlaying the map over that of school boundaries. These procedures provided the authors a method to estimate whether a patient was affiliated with a high school that had access to an athletic trainer or not. The specific claims that were searched were ones that were related to athletic trainer's scope of practice. Claims were identified by searching ICD-9 and CPT codes. Only claims with both a primary diagnosis and a primary procedure in the codes were listed in the analysis. Once claims were identified, once again using the zip codes, the authors averaged claims payments when having an athletic trainer and claims payments when not having an athletic trainer. Since the time in which high schools had access to athletic trainers varied across the 4 years, the averages were normalized by the total number of months with and without athletic trainers. Payments that accrued to Medicaid and commercial plans were analyzed both separately and combined. To estimate the cost benefit of hiring an athletic trainer, the rate on investment was estimated. The investigators created a ratio between the potential savings in claim payments after hiring athletic trainers and the total athletic training salary. Variables such as AT's efforts and population attributable to the zip codes were factored into the analysis. The study ended up including 26 zip codes within the analysis. For each year, about 1,500 claims were paid by Medicaid and approximately 2,500 claims were paid by commercial insurance companies. When combining the two insurance entities, the analysis included more than 3,800 claims and 1,000 patients each year across the four-year span. No significant differences in per-month claim payments were found between periods of having athletic trainers and periods with no athletic trainers in Oregon public high schools. When examining the rate of investment with hiring athletic trainers in high schools, although not statistically significant, for every dollar spent to hire an AT, Medicaid would pay an extra 24 cents. While On the other hand, commercial plans would save approximately 24 cents. The findings that athletic trainers within a high school setting do not generate cost savings to third-party payers were rather surprising, considering that athletic trainers can implement injury reduction strategies, evaluate injuries, and administer treatment and rehabilitation. All of these fall outside of the billable system. One explanation for the results within the study is that the majority of the athletic trainers in the zip codes were hired through an outreach model, meaning the athletic trainer was hired through a hospital, physical therapy clinic, or physician clinic, as opposed to directly through the high school. Thus, there's a strong possibility that the rate of referral from the AT to those private entities that are actually capable of generating billable services were increased. The authors do highlight a few limitations of the study, with the first being the inability to evaluate the cost analysis at the individual level. Additionally, the authors operated under the assumption that if the high school had an AT, that all patients sought care from the athletic trainer. While in reality, some of the patients with claims may have resulted from non-sport related incidents, causing the patient to bypass the athletic trainer. Considering that the necessity for all schools to hire athletic trainers is well documented, future research should continue to evaluate various AT employment models to determine which model maximizes patient care and athletic training job satisfaction while minimizing associated costs that may impact our healthcare system. Well, that is it for today's JAT Cast. Please remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast, which is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, and Stitcher. You can find out more information about upcoming podcasts and other JAT events on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts at JAT_NATA. Thank you for listening, and keep a lookout for next month's JAT Cast.